Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in Dom Giordano program, 855-839-1210. I'm reading during the break a column from Stu Bykofsky, who says, let's put Columbus on trial and put it on TV with respected judges and jurors. And then let's move to William Penn. Okay, I've told you about Penn, right? Then we have Washington and Jefferson. Ben Franklin was another slaveholder. Walt Whitman, Woodrow Wilson, Grant. He says, is there a statue somewhere of Pee Wee Herman? The people will decide on this. By the way, it's been rumored. I wanted to throw this out at some point, and I'll tell you how I feel about it. We'll see what you think. That Philadelphia might put on the ballot in November stop and frisk. Should the police be using what is routinely called stop and frisk? Okay, well, they don't do what you think that is. It's called Ohio Stops. It's a Supreme Court case that has all sorts of safeguards there. But how long have Democrats been in charge? Why don't they just ban it? Why doesn't Kenny just say, I am ending today, I'm telling the police commissioner, no longer will police do so-called stop and frisk. Here is what a stop and frisk is in detail. You, if you're a cop, can't do it. Why don't they do that? Why don't progressives do those things? They've been in charge all the way back to the 50s, 1951, all the way back to that. Why not then ban stop and frisk so it'll be on the ballot? What do you think in Philadelphia, given the mob? The odds are of stop and frisk. Coming up, I'm going to break down a little bit. The Camden police are being touted. You know, if you're over near Camden right now, you ought to just be walking down the block counting $100 bills. You're completely safe. All this because they say this is the model. Get rid of the corrupt police like the Philadelphia police and make it who then? What did Camden do? All right. And if you're tired of hearing about this scam, I'll lay out what Camden County did and how it really is not a miracle. And two, how a lot of people, I'm looking at a big piece today, local piece, they don't think the police are good. They think they're white people coming from out of town. So why has the left seized on this? Because it's convenient. Because they think we don't have people like me that are going to check this out and point out what's really going on in Camden. All right, John McGrody from the FOP is here. We got a lot of stuff going on with this Pottyzar mayor who just out of spite shuffles people around. Let's go to John here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Well, very good. And, you know, I was told the other day about Lou Campione, the captain down there in the first police district where the statue is, and how this guy was like a Rizzo, not in the sense of his public persona, but living and breathing the job. He's transferred to the farthest point of Philadelphia out of spite for what's going on here. The FOP releases a statement saying, and actually using, and I commend you guys, the mob word. You're not allowed to say mobs are what drove this, John.
Yeah, exactly. Lou, first let's get the point. Lou is the best of the best. Lou is, if you want somebody to command your police district, he is the guy. He lived, breathed, ate and slept police work. He was available 24 hours, 7 days a week. I've known Lou for over 30 years, and I can count two times in the last 10 years I've seen him out of uniform. So Lou was in touch with that community. That community absolutely loved him. They didn't always agree with him, but they loved him because he is the epitome of what community policing is. And for him to be removed out of there, you know, we support police. That's what we do at the FOP. And we have Lou's back. We support police and we support police families. In this situation, I actually feel worse for our department. I feel worse for that community than I do for our members in the police department because they have lost a guy that they have trust in. And they have lost a guy. And that's where we're at in Philadelphia, unfortunately. Our officers are put out there on a daily basis in a situation where you absolutely cannot win. And now we're entering into a situation where the political whims of a few people in the mob, you know, the mob that descends upon the city that wants to be politically correct, they dictate the operations of the police department. And it's not right. It's not fair to Lou. And it's not fair to the 6,500 cops that go out there on a daily basis and put their butts on the line for this city.
So two things will happen coming out of that, John, that we both know, and they don't care, and the Inquirer and others don't seem to care. One, cops will leave. They'll take early, you know, retirement, whatever they'll do. They'll move to another area. Or the Ferguson effect, they will stand down, and, you know, I understand the urge to be a good cop, but I would advise people, don't get caught up in the situation, Larry Krasner. Every day you ought to carry a picture of Kenny and Krasner with you. Look at that when you're deciding, are you going to intervene and how much so in this situation? And that's not going to result, that's going to result in loss of property and lives and everything else. But I understand it completely. This guy was the wisdom of Solomon in dealing with an unbelievably volatile situation down there. I don't think he was transferred because of that. I think this was spite to attack South Philly.
Yeah, you might have a point there. There is a bit of this going on with the current hyperbolic, you know, political environment in town. Cops are out there doing a job every day, and we stand with the citizens of Philadelphia like we always have against the criminals and against those that want to, you know, interrupt law and order. And it seems like this administration wants to stand with the people who are creating chaos in our community. And it's amazing to me that they want to stand against people who want law and order in our communities. It's absolutely amazing what's going on. We have not heard a word since these protests have started. And let's delineate here. There are peaceful protests. No police department in the world is better than Philadelphia Police Department in dealing with peaceful protests. But there were also riots, looting, arsons, and thefts. And we haven't heard a word from our DA and from the mayor's office about anybody being arrested, anybody. So the focus is anti-police. The focus is on destroying a guy like Lou Campione, destroying other cops, investigating police, starting multiple internal affairs interviews, yet the looting, the riots, and everything goes unheard in this city. And nobody, I don't see it in the Inquirer. I don't see it on TV. Nobody's covering any of the mayhem that's currently happening in the city of Philadelphia.
Yet I know you've been big underlining the arsons. We talked just the last few days, the stuff that's going on. You have people now routinely, it's a thing, blowing up ATM machines. This is an incredibly dangerous thing, but the term vigilante is used for people down there in South Philadelphia in front of the statue. And Pennsylvania, like it or not, John, is an open carry state. So Lou Campione or anyone else, you can be walking down the street. To some people, it's frightening, but Pennsylvania is an open carry state. And as long as you have the proper credentialing and all that, that's the law.
Yeah, and we have been out there, you know, our 6,500 members are out there every day, walking a thin line, walking a very thin line about what is right and what is wrong and protecting everybody's rights. And it's become abundantly clear that the decision about the fate of Philadelphia police officers is going to become a political decision in this town. It's whatever the left-wing progressives want is what's going to happen, and that's going to hurt our members. And, you know, we caution our members. We support them every day. Right. And through this, Dom, our members have not been home. They have been working 12, 16-hour days for the last month. So, you know, we need the wisdom of Solomon here. We need the wisdom to do things right. But our members have not seen their families in a month. They've had days off canceled. And, you know, we do that. That's what our people do. And they willingly do that. But to not have the backing and to be thrown under the bus is completely unacceptable.
Absolutely. Well, listeners should know today at 4:30 abroad in Oregon, the people of South Philadelphia are marching. They want people to show up in blue and bring your flag. And they're doing that not only for Lou, but for all police. They do back them. There is no doubt about that. And that's a good starting point. Hey, John, thank you. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Not a problem, Doc.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.